and actually just an email I was sent about COVID-19 that I want to tell you about. Plus, I want to kind of rip on LeBron James just for a bit in his reaction to this whole deal. And there's a lot going on, but I was told like 4 minutes ago that the famous Titan woman wanted to say something to me. And one thing I said last week was, front of the line if you have a praise report about something going on. And that doesn't necessarily, I don't know what Titan woman has to say, but if there's something going on in your life or something you see, you see an act of kindness, something that really renews your faith in humanity or faith in anything, that is something you feel could provide hope, that could provide some source of light, unity instead of division, all of that kind of stuff. I feel like that always needs to go to the front of the line. So if you ever call with a praise report, if they put it on the screen, if it's Ryan Mudd who's here tonight and he puts on the screen praise report, I'm coming to you. I'll almost break off any topic to do that because I just don't think you delay things of that nature. I think we can really help each other by realizing we're in this together. And, of course, last week was another prime example of that. But let's go to Titan Woman and see what she has for me tonight. Titan Woman, how are you this evening?
I am fine. And, Jay Martin, I want to say to you that your message was so grateful. I enjoyed it so much. We had no lights, but you were the light of Tennessee and of 104 The Zone.
Well, I thank you for that.
I want you to know that.
Well, I thank you for that. I really do. Are you doing okay? Did the storms affect you? Is everything all right with you?
No, sir. The storms did not affect us. We got a lot of debris. I live in Hawassee, Road in Lebanon, Tennessee. But we got a lot of debris. Like probably came from Linville Road. Mm-hmm. We found scholarships that have, and we're trying to get it back to the right family. But I just want to let you know that you were so uplifting. And I have been at the place that you have been, that I'm a 30-year breast cancer survivor, and praise God, I am here. And you were saying you didn't know how to pray. And you were right. Sometimes you say, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray. But all I can say is give it to God. And when they told me that I had the breast cancer, and I told them, I said, you can do your part, and God will do the rest. And I'm here 30 years to tell you that God did the rest. And Amen. Thank you, Jay Martin, for being so spiritual and sports. Well, for the Zone is the Zone. It is my people. I love you all so much. And if I could ever be of any assistance to you in any way, please feel free to call me, and I will do what I can do.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you taking the time to say such kind things. I have to send the glory back to the sun. If there was a sunbeam, if I was able to create light and darkness for you last week, then I am overjoyed with that information, with that praise report, with any of that. But at best, I'm just a sunbeam. There is a sun that enables us all, and we have a piece of that sun in our heart. And I talked to my mom this weekend. We had my parents down because my father's birthday was on Thursday, on the 5th. And so we had lunch with them on Saturday, and they were worried that, this could hurt my job. They were happy to hear what I was saying, but they knew that it could hurt my job because we are in a situation where it's tough to say certain things and not fear some level of reprisal. But I guess my response is just this. If going to that place, if enabling that in me behind this microphone, if that's going to cost me opportunities, and those are not opportunities I want, they're not opportunities that I need. So I'm going to continue to do things the only way that I know, and that's the way that my heart tells me to do them. And it does. It feels good to hear someone call in and say that, but all glory to the Lord for that. No question about it. And all glory to the Lord that she's dealt with what she's dealt with for as long as she has with breast cancer, is still calling radio shows and is still fired up about her sports teams and has still got such a positive attitude. That's wonderful. All right, let us speak about COVID-19. LeBron James talked, but all right. So I get a news feed from Fox several times a day. All employees of Fox Sports Radio and Fox Sports get this. It gets updated by various people during the day, and it gets emailed out. And it tells you everything that's happening in the world of sports. No fluff, just very quick headlines, bullet points of things that are going on, things to help you create topics in terms of, okay, well, this is something you're probably going to want to hit if you have a radio show today and things like that. A lot of times I don't look at it except maybe the top just to see if there's a breaking story, because there usually there's something going on that maybe you want to be abreast of. And a lot of this is more for a national show than something here where I have to be more regionalized. But I'm just going to read you from the news feed that I received an hour ago from Fox. The NBA and MLB are planning to limit locker room access to only players and essential team personnel due to the coronavirus. Teams are also instructed to create a 6 to 8 foot distance between players and media in availability sessions outside locker rooms. In a joint statement, AP sports editors say they understand precautions may be necessary here in North America due to COVID-19, but, quote, we must also ensure that locker room access is not unnecessarily limited, unquote. The NBA will hold a conference call with owners on Wednesday night to discuss the next steps in the crisis, and tonight there's a call with all team doctors and trainers. The Italian Olympic Committee has suspended all sports, quote, at all levels, unquote, in that country until April 3rd, and the country is on lockdown. Quote, only essential travel is allowed, no public gatherings, unquote. Italy has more than 9,000 cases of the coronavirus, the U.S. over 200. Paris police announced that Wednesday's Champions League soccer match between PSG and Dortmund will be played with no fans in the stadium. In fact, France has banned all gatherings of more than 1,000 people. Officials in Japan postponed the start of the pro baseball season there. They have been playing exhibitions without fans due to the coronavirus. The PGA of America says it is, quote, carefully monitoring this rapidly evolving situation, unquote, as to whether it will hold the PGA Championship May 14th through 17th in San Francisco. From Johns Hopkins, COVID-19, first detected in China, has infected over 110,000 people in more than 80 countries this year, with nearly 4,000 dead. A vaccine is not expected until next year. And then it goes into other things that are happening in sports. So all of that built off coronavirus. And then even further down, there's even more. All Major League Baseball team owners are reportedly hopping on a call today, and this would have already happened because this would have been an hour ago, to discuss the threat of coronavirus. That might be all that I see right now. Not that that's not enough. This has taken over everything. The Dow hit historic lows today. And the major reason why is because companies are having to revise projections, knowing they're not going to hit their benchmarks and their targets, because so many of the components that they need to make their various products come from countries that are dealing with coronavirus in a much more extreme way. There are different ways to look at COVID-19, and I am not a medical professional, so I'm not going to tell you the threat level or any of that stuff. I am going to tell you this. If you think that this thing is a nothing burger, or if you think that this is the equivalent of the bubonic plague, you probably need to calm down. The extremes are both going to turn out to be wrong here. We're somewhere in the middle. This is something not to just pull your hair out about, but it is something to be concerned about, to stay aware of. And everyone is taking it seriously. I'm walking through a big box store a few days ago. I try to grab a cart, and as I'm walking, they stop me and they say, whoa, 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 new policy. And they wipe down my cart with sanitizing wipes. I go into a coffee shop a couple of days ago. The stirring sticks, all creamer, sweeteners, spices, all the things that you do to your coffee at the coffee bar itself after they give you the beverage. None of that stuff's there. It's all being done behind the counter now. There's no community, any of that stuff. I'm at church yesterday. You know what we didn't do? Pass the peace. Because no one should be shaking hands right now. I go to a restaurant to have a salad yesterday, buffet salad, a place that my wife and I often go to on Sunday afternoons or Sunday evenings. And we think to ourselves, this might be the last time we come here for a while. And then I thought to myself, this is a kind of business that could greatly be hurt by the reaction to COVID-19. There's a lot going on here. And there are a lot of sports leagues that have to take this into consideration. You think about the SEC tournament later this week. The NCAA tournament, where over 690,000 people combined attended last year's tournament. WrestleMania, where over 160 countries worth of people usually come. That's in Tampa in less than 4 weeks, 4 weeks from yesterday. The Olympics, certainly this summer, is a totally different animal. But France has banned large gatherings of more than 1,000. I have just kind of accepted the fact that at some point, it's probably going to find its way to me, meaning coronavirus. I kind of hope the vaccine is in place by then. Who knows how long it's actually going to take to really be in people's hands. But one thing that we have noticed is the mortality rate is around, 4%, give or take somewhere in there. I've seen 3. I've also seen 3.7. It's pretty high. But the main reason it's so high is because so many people can't be tested for it because so many people can't test for it. That number will drop as more people are able to test. But I think the people that are saying this is going to be a 0.3 or something like that, they need to think a little bit before they open their mouths. This is not something that's going to be the end of the world, but it is something that we have to take into serious consideration, and we have to take it into consideration as sports fans. And let me tell you the biggest league that's going to be hit with this if it gets worse. The only thing that's going to save this league is it's not going to be around that much longer. And I'm not saying that means it's going to be canceled, which you know how I feel about the XFL, but just because we're getting to the end of the season, at least we're about halfway through the regular season. If there is a question about you getting sick by this virus that does not have a real vaccine yet, depending on your age, it's a bigger deal, certainly. But aren't you going to think twice about going to an XFL game? I mean, XFL attendance is the one that I would be most concerned about. You'd risk it for something you really care about, but a fledgling brand new league, I don't know. If there's a question about it, you probably stay home unless you're just over the moon. I've got to do this. Maybe you have a vacation planned. I know some people have postponed them. Some people don't want to. So a lot of folks are out there believing what they want to believe. And then there are people saying some things that are just very unintelligent, quite frankly, that seem to have had no real forethought and don't have an upside. One of those people had a great weekend on the floor in LeBron James, but did not sound particularly brilliant in his comments about coronavirus. I'll tell you what those comments are when we come back, and I'll tell you why they were a mistake for the King to make. 615-737-1045 is how you reach the program, or on Twitter at JMartZone. We'll be right back. It's the Big Six on 104.5 The Zone. Zone. Welcome back, Big Six, here on this Monday. Conference tournaments, some already in action. ETSU, 29-4 is East Tennessee this year. They're leading Wofford in the SoCon championship game right now, 17-15. Wofford, who's been better than they are this year, and ETSU hasn't won this thing since 2017, winner with the automatic bid to the dance. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on there. Take some phone calls in a second as well, 615-737-1045. If I had a simple question to ask about coronavirus, it's this. How worried are you? And is it affecting how you are living your life, the things you are doing? This press release just a couple of minutes ago, professional sports leagues temporarily limit locker room access. Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, the National Basketball Association, and the National Hockey League today issued a joint statement, quote, After consultation with infectious disease and public health experts and given the issues that can be associated with close contact in pre- and post-game settings, all team locker rooms and clubhouses will be open only to players and essential employees of teams and team facilities until further notice. Media access will be maintained in designated locations outside of the locker room and clubhouse setting. These temporary changes will be effective beginning with tomorrow's games and practices. We will continue to closely monitor this situation and take any further steps necessary to maintain a safe and welcoming environment. That a joint statement from Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, the NBA, and the NHL. Let's go to Joey. He's in Cross Plains this evening. Joey, what say you?
Well, Jay Mark, dude, I love you. But you know what? All this corona crap is ridiculous. As of February the 1st, 12,000 people have died from the common flu. The one we get every year. 4,000, and this is that's in the U.S. Across the world so far, right now, as of February 1st of this year, only 4,000 have died from the coronavirus. So, to me, people should be freaking out more over the common flu, which affects more people, different ages, and everything, than this corona. And as for my daily life, it doesn't change a thing. I do everything that I normally do, and it's just something that passes. It's going to be, they're going to figure something out, get it done with, and then we'll never hear about it again. But just this whole hysteria about it, it's ridiculous.
All right, Joey. Those opinions are out there, and I'm not saying that Joey is entirely wrong or entirely right. This is a place, this is a forum for you to put your opinion out there. My opinion is that's a little extreme on the side that I'm not on, but there's also an extreme on the side that I'm not on in the reverse. I don't think it's a bubonic plague. I do believe in our medical professionals and what can be done to lessen this crisis. But it is a crisis because the reaction to it has tanked the economy. There's a lot going on here. There are a lot of companies that are worried they can't make what they sell to exist because components are coming from China. I mean, how many things do you buy that come from China? I heard a couple of people mentioning a few days ago, you know what the hottest Christmas item is going to be this year? It's expected to be the PlayStation 5, which is probably going to be officially unveiled and announced at Sony's event somewhere around May or June, we think. But do you know where those things are made? Know where most of those components come from? Most of those electronic components? You know where Sony does its business? Exactly. There are a lot of things that you're all of a sudden going to wonder, well, are they going to make it out on time? No Time to Die, the final Daniel Craig, James Bond film. That thing's been pushed to Thanksgiving. That'll be a good weekend release for it. Like, I mean, that'll be a popular time. It'll be hard to get a ticket to that, believe me. But why did it move from April? Well, it moved from April because Chinese box office numbers are now arguably more important to the bottom line and to figures than are American box office numbers. And people aren't going into small rooms with a bunch of people in them. Sanitizer. You tried to find that on shelves anytime soon? Anytime lately? I was in a grocery store yesterday. Let me tell you what was sitting where the hand sanitizer would generally be. A note saying there ain't no hand sanitizer. Purell stock, I think, went up a couple 100% last week. I hope you got some of that stuff on hand if that's something that you're worried about. One thing I did notice, you know, they're saying don't touch your face, including that woman who unfortunately went full-on SNL skit by saying you shouldn't touch your face at all and then licked her lips and licked her finger to turn the page that she was reading. When you think about it and you're like, okay, got to not touch my face anymore. You're like, ah, it's not going to be a big deal. Then you start to realize how often you attempt to touch your face. Like, I didn't even realize it, but probably 10 times since the start of this show, I have done just that. That's kind of staggering. That's not something I had thought about. Now, one thing Joel did point out was the amount of deaths of the common flu. And that's true. It's somewhere between 60 and 70,000 usually per year. You wouldn't think that. Most people wouldn't think that because there's a vaccine out there, you know, a flu shot that you can get every year that helps you, one, not get it, and two, you've remembered times when you've gotten the flu and you're still with us because you can remember times as opposed to you being in the ground. The major fear, I would say, around the coronavirus is that there is no vaccine, that it's now just starting to potentially be tested in terms of being able to use humans, lab rats, all that kind of stuff. But that's the real issue. And then the elderly population and just what it could potentially do to seniors who are more at risk and things of that nature. There is a reason to be concerned and to take a couple of extra precautions in your life. There's a reason. I don't think that you change everything about your life, but I do think that it's a little bit naive to assume that this thing is a nothing burger. I don't think that that is particularly intelligent. The middle is generally where the truth is found. Political extremes, social extremes, cultural extremes, opinions of love and hate, opinions of this is a 10, this is a 1, this show sucked, this show was the greatest thing ever. Usually the truth for the vast majority of people and the reality is somewhere in the middle. Now, maybe it's going to be the middle tilted closer to the right. Maybe it's going to be the middle tilted a little bit to the left. Depends on the issue, depends on the time, depends on a number of different factors. But there's a reason why these leagues are doing what they're doing. And Italy has canceled all sports for the rest of this month. And France is not allowing gatherings of more than 1,000 people. There is a lot that we still don't know. And there are risks here. Rick is in Hendersonville. We'll go to him next. Rick, what's up?
I'm sort of chuckling about it, but it was pretty serious today when a friend of mine called me and said, are you going to be available to answer the phone about 3 o'clock? I said, yeah, I'm home, not doing anything. He said, well, so-and-so and I need to talk to you. These are two of my best friends from high school. One of them happens to be a doctor here in the Nashville area. And we go fishing once a year down in Key West.
Mm-hmm.
We go to one of their cabins up in Gatlinburg, et cetera, et cetera. We're personal friends, though. They have known me for years. I'm a smoker. I'm a drinker. I'm not a midnight toker, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about going there, Rick. I was about to go that Steve Miller route with you.
I'll clear that one up.
Okay, all right.
But anyways, they know my health. And I'm 66 years old. I'm COPD. And the doctor actually said, Rick, I think you should take a 3-month leave of absence from work. I work retail, big box store,
mm-hmm.
and I thought they were kidding. Well, bottom line, he wasn't kidding. He said the hospital he works for had just put out a release that all doctors that were planning on going on these refresher courses and that, you know, where there's physician meetings, not to go. And he said, this is some serious stuff. Now, he said, now, if him or my other friend contracted the virus, it's a little bit different than me contracting the virus.
Right.
Because of health conditions.
Right.
So But no, I just wanted to chime in and just say, yeah, I mean, I'm laughing about it.
Well,
and, but it's something out there that I've never been in this position. So you guys go ahead, have at it.
Yeah, we will. I appreciate that. The only thing that bothers me is the people that think it's the end of all humanity and the people that think it's absolutely nothing. I think both are equally knee-jerk and naive. I'm not going to, I mean, I can only give you an opinion. But the sports leagues aren't going to make decisions to keep patrons out of the seats, costing them money for a nothing burger. For a fear panic. Like, I mean, it's, this whole deal has some legitimacy behind it. It just does. You can bury your head in the sand and say it doesn't, but you're wrong. LeBron James was wrong in what he said. When we come back, I teased it and then didn't actually get to it because we took some phone calls. And we'll continue to at 737-1045. But when we come back, I want to tell you why LeBron James was a little bit misguided with what he said and maybe should have stopped and thought about it, because not the best look for the king. Big 6, 1045 The Zone. So. Welcome back to the Big 6. Lil Rooney for you here on a Monday. Pop Stars, name of this tune. We're brought to you by Renter's Warehouse, dedicated to helping homeowners benefit from the rental boom by renting their homes the easy way. Renter's Warehouse, you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. Well, COVID-19, that's been the story tonight. I had some other things to get to, but we may not, actually. I want to talk about LeBron in a second, but this is just, I just saw this. This has happened in the last handful of minutes as well. Statement from Boston. Mayor Martin J. Walsh today issued the following statement regarding the 2020 St. Patrick's Day parade in South Boston. St. Patrick's Day in Boston, that parade, pretty big deal. Quote, in collaboration with Congressman Lynch, Councilors Flaherty and Flynn, Senator Collins, Representative Biley, and David Falvey from the South Boston Allied War Veterans Council, the St. Patrick's Day parade is being canceled. This decision is being made out of an abundance of caution to ensure that we are doing what is needed to keep the residents of Boston safe and healthy. While the risk in Boston remains low, this situation is changing very quickly, and we are closely monitoring any local cases. Our top priority is preventing any new cases to the best of our ability, and we are paying close attention to guidance from public health officials. We encourage all residents to follow preventative measures to avoid illness, such as washing hands and staying home if you're feeling sick, and we will continue to make public any information as this situation develops in Boston. So, 2020 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Boston, canceled. People are taking this seriously. And this does not seem outrageous. There's a lot we don't know. And the one thing that's obnoxious about this, and I would hate to be a physician right now, is the plethora of misinformation and stupidity and speculation that is going on in the mass public, especially with media people who all are going to act like they are authorities on this when they absolutely are not. And you can find a, quote, expert, unquote, to say what you want them to say. Craig in Hendersonville joins us next on the program. Craig, what's up?
Hey, Jason. We like the show. I like what you're doing. I like that you're happy. It's always good to listen to somebody who's getting it together.
Thank you.
This is not any sort of criticism on you because you're doing your job as somebody in media, but the copy you read earlier about the limited access in the locker rooms, clubhouses, that's part of what's driving this. It sounded good on the radio. It was professional sports teams, limited access, coronavirus. You got to say all those things at one time. Absolutely meaningless. It protects practically nobody except the sports guys, except the very few minuscule number of people. And I'm not minimizing their protection, but it doesn't do anything socially except make a huge impact because it sounds great. Professional sports team, limited access, coronavirus. The
what they're doing, I understand why they're doing it, but that's what's driving this. It's what's making people hysterical. It is something to be taken seriously, but this is not something to hide under the bed over. We have to take care of ourselves every day. The flu goes around. It kills people by the thousands every year. We try to protect ourselves. Listen to the CDC. Take precautions. Try to live your life. You know, take care of yourself. But try to remember, there's other things that are driving this. People are starting to get out of control. And I hated to hear that the parade is canceled. I understand why. You almost have to now. Politicians have to take care of people. If they don't, they're seen as being uncaring. If somebody gets sick, then they're really in trouble. This is getting out of hand. And try to remember, we all live through SARS. We all live through Zika. We all live through N1H1. We all traveled. It's all gone now, and here we are again. You know, try to use some common sense. Take care of each other. Try to take care of your own health. That's what I got.
All right, Craig. The media thing is interesting just because it does open up one very obvious lane that I guarantee you somebody is going to go down. And that is, the teams just want to limit media access, and this gives them a way to do it. Leagues don't really want the media in there. If they can limit their access a little bit, put the screws to them a little bit, then they'll do that. I want to talk about LeBron James. And I know I need to get a break. Let me tell you what he said. I'll read his quote. Then we come back, I'm going to spend the entire time on that because I've teased it and I haven't paid it off, and that's bad radio on me. LeBron James, what he said a couple of days ago, between beating Giannis and then beating the Clippers on Sunday, was this. Quote, "We play games without the fans? Nah, it's impossible. I ain't playing. I ain't got the fans in the crowd. That's who I play for. I play for my teammates. I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. If I show up to an arena and there are no fans in there, I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do." Unquote. That, ladies and gentlemen, is D-U-M dumb. It's bad optics. It's not well thought out. There's no logic behind it. There are often times that LeBron is more than just minorly articulate when it comes to certain things, especially when he's talking about basketball. His IQ's off the charts. This is not smart, and I'll tell you why when we come back. It's a Big Six on 104.5 The Zone. Final segment of the program here tonight to open up your week. Ball calls coming up next. Lil Cage the Elephant. Love these guys. We play them all the time. Do play them a lot, actually, in my vehicle. Bowling Green. We're brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. They're dedicated to making renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. Renter's Warehouse, you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. One other quick thing about media access and this joint statement from MLS and MLB and the NBA and the NHL. You realize that, at least for right now, there's still going to be tens of thousands of people in the stands watching most of these leagues' games, but they're going to ban the media. Just to let you know, I'm going to go ahead and bring this quote back. Maybe this is going to become more attributed to me than anybody since James Carville. The economy's stupid. You know how much media are paying to be at those games? You know how much fans are paying to the bottom line to be at those games? Yeah, they're going to keep the fans there as long as they possibly can. Trust me. LeBron James, "I play for the fans. That's what it's all about. If I show up to the arena and there ain't no fans there, I ain't playing. We play games without the fans? Nah, it's impossible. I ain't playing. They can do what they want to do." And I said this is dumb, and here's why it's dumb. What percentage of LeBron James fans are in the seats watching LeBron James play? Compared to what percentage of LeBron James fans are watching the games regularly on television? I don't know what exactly the number was yesterday for Lakers-Clippers, but it was in the millions. I can feel pretty confident about that. Probably around 3 million. Staples, I don't know exactly what the capacity is, but we're probably talking short of 20,000. So you're telling me you play for the fans, but if those 17 to 20,000 can't be there, I won't be there screw the 3 million that are watching you at home. That's why this was not well thought out. And this is LeBron James trying to see just how much leverage and power he still holds over the NBA, because maybe if I say it, everybody will get behind me because I'm the daggone king. And then the league can kowtow to me. All he had to say was, I would prefer to play in front of the fans. I don't know what to make of the virus. I don't relish the idea of playing in an empty arena, but if that's what's best for the league and the players, the coaches, and the fan safety, then I understand that we'll have to do what we have to do. You can make both points, that you really don't want to play in front of empty arenas, but that you're willing to. And we're not even doing this topic. There's nothing really to say here. But because you say, I ain't doing it, they can do what they want to do. One, yeah, you will. Because it doesn't look like everybody's getting behind you on this thing. And two, you're forgetting about the vast majority of the fans that help you make your living that have never actually seen you in person. I've never seen LeBron James in person. I would like to, but anytime he comes to Memphis, the tickets rise about $100. You can go see the Grizzlies for like $10, $15 most times. When the Lakers or when the Cavs or when the Warriors were coming to town over the past handful of years, we're in the triple digits. Everything rises because he's such a superstar. So a lot of us have never seen him in person without a media credential. I mean, maybe if I lived in LA, I'd have a media credential, but I've never applied for one with Memphis. It's just short-sighted. You may not want to do it, but why would you not do the safe thing for your league so that it comes across like your league's doing everything it can to protect the paying customers? It just doesn't make any sense. Not only did it not make sense to me, it didn't make sense to the league. How about this? Quote, with no disrespect to LeBron, this is a public health crisis that's bigger than any one person. Personally, I think there's a good chance we will be forced to play games in empty arenas at some point. The virus is spreading quickly. It's not contained, and it will not be contained anytime soon. The threat to NBA players and fans could carry on into next season. Unquote. That's a high-ranking team executive. Another team executive called James short-sighted and his comments not helpful. Quote, we aren't exempt. I'm concerned for the health of myself and my kids, and I'm scared for my parents. This is an unprecedented test for the government and our healthcare system, let alone the NBA. We don't know where this is going, and it could get really, really bad. That's not being alarmist. That's the truth, unquote. I'm just not sure what LeBron James's goal here really was. And I wonder if he has thought since this point, yeah, that was not my finest hour. He has leverage. He has power. In many ways, he is still the NBA. And the way I know that is, you probably have no idea just how good the Milwaukee Bucks are and what their record is. And they have a transcendent superstar on their team, but most people aren't watching that dude on a regular basis. Much less can actually spell his last name or pronounce it properly. It's still about LeBron. But this is going to be bigger than him. And I want to point something out here in this last couple of minutes, and maybe this would be a fun topic to maybe tackle tomorrow. It'll be my last show of the week because of the SEC tournament. When I disappear for 3 days tomorrow, it's not because I have contracted coronavirus and have been quarantined. Next week, I'm going to have one show. Still, not the virus. The virus known as the NCAA tournament that makes millions sick and keeps them out of work on Thursday and Friday. But empty arena games could be so much fun, folks. Think of the trash talk that you could not cover up because there's no fans in the seats. The question would be, who would you love to see come out of retirement and have to play in an empty arena game where you'd have to hear from them? The best player in the league? I still think he's the best player in the league now. But ultimately, it would absolutely be Kawhi Leonard the first moment this happened because he doesn't talk anyway. Like, all you would hear is you'd hear nothing, and then all of a sudden you'd just hear a whisper, buckets. Boardman gets paid. That's it. Like, that's all Kawhi Leonard says anyway. But all of a sudden, there'd be some people that would clam up. Like, Patrick Beverly would forget how to speak the English language the same way that Sammy Sosa did years ago. There'd be a lot of dudes who would just all of a sudden have nothing to say and come down with bronchitis. Think about the, like, I would be fascinated to watch this for a short time. Like, it might get old after a little while, but unless they mandated that, hey, to protect our league and all of that stuff, you've got to play, like, music, rock or hip-hop or something like that over this. You can't actually just hear what's going on the floor. This could be more entertaining than watching basketball in a full arena. I don't think LeBron thought of that one either, or maybe he did. But him saying he's not going to play, one, yes, he is. And two, you have to think about the percentage of fans that go to games and the percentage of fans that either don't or can't. Let's just say that second percentage, much larger than that first one. LeBron might want to have this one back. He's probably realized it by now, but it's aging very, very poorly. We got Vol calls coming up next. They'll get you all set for the SEC tournament. Vol's going to open up with Tennessee on Thursday at noon. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I've got one more show this week. Stick with us. Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose. God bless and good night from the Music City.